So I'll just read the Sanskrit, and then we'll go on to the word by word in the translation and the purport. Evam chipam nanushi sanitam utsasarja vadam sasarajam ivatad dritayam vibeta so straight from andasha mukharnya patad vimanad dod heti jal patti jane sukriti varektaha. So you can repeat. Evam. In this way. Chipan, chastising Ravana, Danushi, on the bow, Sanditam, fixed an arrow, Utsasarja, released towards him, Vanam, the arrow, Saha, that arrow. Vajamiva, like a thunderbolt. Tat Ridayam, the heart of Ravana. Viveda, pierced. Saha, he, Ravana. Asakrik, a blood. Vamam, vomiting, dashamukhai, through his 10 mouths. That's interesting. He was vomiting from his 10 mouths when he died. Interesting, isn't it? In the movie, it just shows him with one head up, isn't it? But actually, he had 10 mouths manifest, and he was vomiting. Nyapatat, fell down. Vimanat, from his airplane. Ha ha, alas, what happened? Iti, thus. Jalpati, roaring. Jane, when all the people present there. Sukriti Eva, like a pious man. Riktaha, when the results of his pious activities are finished. So translation, thus after rebuking Ravana, Lord Ramchandra fixed an arrow to his bow aimed at Ravana and released the arrow which pierced Ravana's heart like a thunderbolt. Upon seeing this, Ravana's followers raised a tumultuous sound crying, alas! Alas, what has happened? What has happened? As Ravana, vomiting blood from his 10 mouths, fell from his airplane, just as a pious man falls to earth from the heavenly planets when the results of his pious activities are finished. Sort of lost the place. Anyway, that's. Oh, yeah. Right, here it is. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Kshine punye marcha lokam vishanti. When the results of their pious activities are exhausted, those who have enjoyed and the heavenly planets fall again to the earth. The fruit of activities of this material world are such that when one acts piously or impiously, one must remain within the material world according to the different conditions, for neither pious nor impious actions can relieve one from Maya's clutches of repeated birth and death. Somehow or other, Ravana was raised to an exalted position as the king of a great kingdom with all the material opulences. But because of the sinful act of kidnapping Mother Sita, all the results of his pious activities were destroyed. If one offends an exalted personality, especially the supreme personality of Godhead, one certainly becomes most abominable, bereft of the results of pious activities, one must fall down like Ravana and other demons. It is therefore advised that one transcend both pious and impious activities and remain in the pure state of freedom from all designations, sarvopati vinirmuktam, tadpurutvena nirmalam. When one is fixed in devotional service, he is above the material platform. On the material platform, there are higher and lower positions, but when one is above the material platform, he is always fixed in a spiritual position. Sagunan samati jaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Bhagavad Gita, 14th chapter, 26th text. Ravana, or those like him, may be very powerful and opulent in this material world, but theirs is not a secure position, because after all, they are bound by the results of their karma. Karmana daiva naitrena, Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 31st chapter, text 1. One should not forget that we are completely dependent on the laws of nature. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vibhuratma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by nature. That's from the Gita, 3rd chapter, text 27. One should not be proud of one's exalted position and act like Ravana, thinking oneself independent of material laws. So these are Srila Prabhupada's comments on the killing of Ravana and the victory of Lord Ramchandra. And so now, we'd like to tell some stories. And this is going to be a little complicated, and we're going to try to go fast, because we're going to start this story. So, Om Gana Tivananda Shah Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshur Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. We're going to start this story from right after the monkeys and Lord Ram and Lakshman, Hanuman, they all crossed the bridge to Lanka. So we're going to start. You know, everybody understands that? Everybody knows about Setu Bandha and everything? Yes, you're all Ram Bhaktas, hopefully. So anyway, so it's described that the bridge was 80 miles wide and 800 miles long. That's like 1,100 kilometers long. It's a long bridge, isn't it? And 80 miles wide is like 100 kilometers wide. Actually, a little bit more. 800 miles long is over 1,000. Anyway, so what happened is when they reached there, Ravana sent his spies. And his spies were named Shuka and Charna. And they went and they took the form of apes to try to spy on Lord Ram to see what was happening. And then Vibhishan, he was immediately able to recognize them. And the monkeys, actually it's described, they were getting ready to tear them apart. But Ram, being most merciful, he forgave them, and he told them that they could actually look around and see whatever they wanted in the army. And the reason for this was he wanted to scare Ravana. Because the army was like innumerable. In the Valmiki Ramayana, it describes there were hundreds of millions of different types of monkeys. The Valmiki Ramayana goes into the description of all the different varieties of monkeys, how big they were, what they looked like, what color skin they had. It's a pretty amazing story. So they reported back to Ravana, the Shuka and Sharan, and they said, let's make peace. And Ravana didn't like that advice very much. So he went up on this mountain called Trikuta, which was in Lanka, just to see the army of the monkeys. And he asked Sharana who was who in the monkey army. So Sharana began to describe all the different personalities and powers in the monkey army. And Ravana, he got very angry with Sharana for describing the enemy. Even though he asked Sharana to do that, he got very angry. And he said, I'm going to kill you for glorifying our enemies. And even there's a story that he kept saying, Sri Ram, Sri Ram. All the associates of Ravana kept saying Sri Ram, and that just agitated Ravana like anything. So Ravana didn't kill him. And then Ravana sent others to spy on the monkey army, and there was one person named Shardula, he was another Rajshasa. He is also captured, and he comes back completely frightened. Then he goes to this, Ravana just like gets so frightened, he thinks I have to pull some magic trick. So then he goes to this demon called Vidujiva and has him create an artificial head of Ram to bring to Sita, to frighten Sita. And he brings that to Sita and he tells Sita how Ram and the monkeys were killed in their sleep. And he places an imitation bow of Ram before Sita. Sita starts crying. Of course, this is actually Maya Sita. It's not the real Sita. And she blames Kaikeyi for the whole thing. So then a sentry, that means one of Ravana's associates, came to inform Ravana that he was needed immediately for a meeting. So when Ravana left, Ram's so-called head disappeared at that point. And so Sita was informed by this good Rakshasini. Her name was Sharma. You've heard that story before? Sharma, of course, was the daughter of Vibhishan. And she says, this is actually just a trick. Because she was also always helping Sita Devi. So they gave Sita Devi the good news that Ram was still alive, and then the sounds of war assured Sita Devi. And Sita, she had her own spies. She sent this Sharma to become invisible to hear what Ravana was planning. So Sharma kept reporting back to Sita Devi, and so Sita also had a spy. Very interesting, isn't it? And so then Ravana is advised, give back Sita. He's refused. He refuses that, and he makes preparations for war, and he situates his different Rakshasas in different places, and I don't have time to explain all the different places. And Vibhishan also spies on Ravana. And he tells Ram everything, and therefore Ram plans to go to the northern gate to fight with Ravana, because Ravana was actually supposed to go to the northern gate. And they tell the army that only 7 people should take human forms. The rest, in other words, the monkeys have the ability to change their forms. So the rest should stay in their original forms as monkeys. That way they won't confuse them with Rakshasas. So then Ram and some of his generals scale this other mountain. There's 2 mountains there. There's Trikuta and Suvela Mountain. So they scale this other mountain to see Ravana's kingdom. Finally, they look at the Trikuta Mountain from the Suvela Mountain, and who do they see on the top but Ravana? And when they see Ravana at the top, Sugriva gets very angry, and he flies to fight with Ravana. Ravana basically defeats him, and he comes back with his tail between his legs, as monkeys do. And he's chastised by Ram, because Ram says, if you had been killed, then we would have lost the battle. So then Ram thinks, let's try to make peace. You know, because if we don't have an attempt at least to make peace, then I'm going to be blamed for all this slaughter. So then he sends Angada to talk to Ravana. Angada flies in, and Angada challenges Ravana. Well, I'm not going to tell the whole story about that. And then he flies back, and then the fighting begins. And it's described that they were fighting at night. So the soldiers couldn't distinguish who was an enemy and who was a friend. That is Ravana's soldiers. Indrajit, in the first battle, actually becomes defeated and becomes invisible and starts firing weapons that cover Ram's body and binds Ram with his snake weapon, the sharper weapon. And the same thing happens with Lakshman. Indrajit becomes ecstatic. He says, I have killed Ram and Lakshman, and no one, including all the demigods, can save them. Everyone gets depressed in Ram's army. Vibhishan says, calm down. And then Sita is taken in the Pushpaka Vimana to see Ram and Lakshman's bodies, because they're lying there being entrapped by these snake arrows, actually. So Trijata, who is another good Rakshasini, assures Sita that everything is all right. They're not dead. Don't worry about it. So then Ram eventually gains consciousness and laments over Lakshman's condition, and they all want to enter end their life there, but somehow or other, they are saved by Garuda. Garuda comes, the snakes go away, Garuda eats the snakes. Yes, this is prasadam. Garuda is allowed to eat everything except for Brahmins. That's why it's very important for all of you to become Brahmins. Because Garuda is allowed to eat any other varna. You know, so he can come here one day and eat you all up unless you're Brahmins. So anyway, so then Ram and Lakshman get up and they feel completely better. And of course the arrows are the sons of Kadru. Kadru, of course, is the mother of all the snakes. And they thank Garuda. So then the fight continues. Ramana gets very bewildered. I thought Indrajit had killed Ram and Lakshman. What's happening? So then he sends one of his great fighters named Dhumraksha. And Dhumraksha is killed by Hanuman. Then he sends out another one, Rajadamsa, and who was killed by Angada. Then another one, Akampana, is killed by Hanuman. Hanuman just like hits him with a big tree. And there's a big celebration at that particular point. Ravana gets more and more worried. And he sends out his commander-in-chief, whose name is Prahasta. Prahasta goes with like millions of soldiers at that particular point. Prahasta's chariot gets smashed, and then his head is cut into 1,000 pieces by Neil. Ravana gets angrier and comes out himself. This is very premature, but he comes out himself, and he tells his army to guard the city. Sugriva is defeated by Ravan. Lakshman wants to fight, and then Hanuman bites Ravan. And then Ravan recovers and he almost knocks out Hanuman. Ravan hits Hanuman with two hands. Hanuman's unconscious at that point. Neil fights with Ravan, and so many mountains are thrown up at that particular point. And Ravana fires the fire god's arrow at Neil. He hits Lakshman on the forehead with a missile of Lord Brahma. Then Lakshman gets up and breaks Ravana's bow. And then he hurls a javelin at Lakshman's chest. Lakshman is unconscious. Ravana tries to pick him up but can't. And Hanuman attacks Ravana with two fists. Ravana falls down, vomits blood, faints, and then Hanuman takes Lakshman to Ram. The javelin or the spear is still in Lakshman at that point, and Lakshman is healed. Then Ram goes personally after Ravan, and what happens is that Ram actually defeats Ravan at that point. But this is not the end of the battle. Just to embarrass Ravan even more, he tells Ravan, go back home. I know you're tired from today. So you should go back home and rest a little bit and come out the next day. So come back tomorrow and be killed. And Ravana gets completely embarrassed. And he remembers the curses that he got previously. He got this curse from Anaranya, who is the ancestor of Dasarath, that he would be killed by one of Anaranya's descendants, who happened to be Ram. And then he also remembers that he was cursed by Vedavati, who he attacked. She was on the mountain meditating to have Lord Narayan as her husband, and Ravan tried to kidnap her, and then she cut her hair. You all know that story, and then she immolated herself. He was cursed by Parvati, when he lifted up Mount Kailash and he scared Parvati. He was cursed by Nandi, that's Lord Shiva's carrier, that he would be killed because of monkeys. So then Ravana becomes desperate. He thinks, now I have to wake up Kumbhakarna. So the interesting thing about Kumbhakarna, you all know that he was only supposed to wake up every 6 months, and it was predicted when he was woken up prematurely, that's the time he would die. So he wakes up Kumbhakarna, and it's very difficult to wake up Kumbhakarna because the demons, they jump up on top of Kumbhakarna's body, they scream, they put elephants on his body, and finally he wakes up. He eats tons and tons of food, practically all the elephants that were on him he ate. And then he drinks some liquor and he says, "What's the problem?" And then he gets drunk again. Then he goes to Ravan, and Ram and the monkeys see him when he's going to see Ravan, and they ask Vibhishan, "Who is he?" And then Vibhishan tells the story of Kumbhakarna. And then we don't have time to tell that story about how he's supposed to sleep all the time. So Kumbhakarna asks Ravan what the problem is. And Ravan explains to him, and Kumbhakarna starts to preach to Ravan. They say, "This is not proper. You should be following Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha in the proper time, place, and circumstance. So therefore, give Sita back." And then Ravan gets very angry with him. He said, "Just do what you're required to do for your brother. I'm your older brother, Jesh Bratashri," as they say. And Kumbhakarna says, "Don't worry, I'll kill Ram and everyone." So Mahodara, who is Ravan's associate, chastises Kumbhakarna for insulting Ravan, because at first he was saying Ravan had made a mistake. So then Kumbhakarna goes out to fight. The monkeys are frightened. Angada says it's just a machine, but Kumbhakarna starts to destroy the whole monkey army. The monkeys are frightened. They run away. Hanuman goes high in the air. He hits Kumbhakarna. Kumbhakarna hits Hanuman, and Hanuman vomits blood at that point. And Kumbhakarna takes Sugriva captive. He puts him under his armpit, and he takes him captive. So Sugriva wakes up, and he bites off the ears and nose of Kumbhakarna. You know, he's just like held there, and he gets up. So poor Kumbhakarna is like bloody all over the place by this particular point. And then he starts getting angrier, and he starts eating the monkeys, and even eats Rakshasas because he's so angry. And he eats so many monkeys that some come out of his ears and nose. This really ferocious creature. And then Kumbhakarna starts fighting Lakshman. But he says, "I want to fight with Ram." Basically, at that point, Vibhishan tries to make peace and say, "Kumbhakarna, you're fighting for the wrong side." But Kumbhakarna says that, "Actually, I have my service to my brother. Please get out of my way, or else right now I can't tell the difference between friends and enemies, and I might even kill you, Vibhishan." So Vibhishan starts crying. And then there's fighting between Ram and Kumbhakarna. After some fighting, Ram takes the wind god's weapon, and he cuts one arm of Kumbhakarna out, and then he takes Indra's weapon and cuts the other arm off and cuts the legs of Kumbhakarna, and he fills Kumbhakarna's mouth with arrows. And he uses Indra's arrow to cut off Kumbhakarna's head. The head falls and blocks, it's so big, it blocks the entrance to Lanka. The body falls in the sea, and many people are killed by the falling of the body of Kumbhakarna. Then the sons of Ravana are sent out. That's Trishira, Devantaka, Nirantaka, Mahodara, Atikai, and Maharparsha. And they assure Ravana that everything will be all right. First, Angada kills Nirantaka. Then Angada kills Karantaka, and then the other three attack Angada together, and Hanuman and Neil come to help Angada. Hanuman kills Devantaka, Neil kills Mahodara, and Hanuman breaks off the javelin with a blow, and Hanuman punches Trishira. Trishira gets up, gives him a blow, and Hanuman with a sword cuts off the three heads of Trishira. Very exciting. Then another one, Mata, is killed by an ape using the mace. And the army of Rakshasas now become so frightened they run away. Then Atikai, the big son of Ravana, challenges. He's big as a mountain. Atikai flies the flag of Rahu on his chariot. Lakshman challenges him. But Atikai says, you were too young. So go back home, little boy. So Lakshman fires the arrow at Atikai, and there's a big fight. But the wind god, back and forth, and finally the wind god tells him to use the Brahma weapon. So this shaped like a moon crescent, and this cuts the head off of Atikai. So Ravana here becomes so depressed that he sends Indrajit to enter the battle. So Indrajit performs the sacrifice, offers a sheep's head, gets weapons ready, especially the weapon of Brahma, and he fights from the sky and knocks down all the major monkeys, 67 crores of monkeys. A crore is 10 million. And then Ram and Lakshman are knocked down. And so everybody gets upset, and then Jambavan, instead of getting upset, he asks if Hanuman is still alive, because Jambavan knows the whole story because he's taken part in Ram's pastimes from previous appearances. So he asks if Ram and Lakshman are still alive, and they explain Hanuman can save them all. So Hanuman goes flying to the Himalayas and gets the medicines, and then Ram and Lakshman are restored to consciousness again. The Rakshasas become afraid. Of course, Hanuman, we know, flew with the whole mountaintop himself. And then he brings that back. And then what happens is, because Hanuman had brought all this medicine, it brings back to life all the monkeys that have been killed by the Rakshasas. And the reason the Rakshasas were not brought back to life, because the smell of the medicine was so strong it could bring anyone back to life, was that the Rakshasas' bodies had been thrown into the ocean. Because Ravana arranged that so the Rakshasas wouldn't get depressed. Now the apes advance on the city of Lanka. They burn the gates. They burn the houses. Many thousands of Rakshasas ran away. So then Ravana sends the sons of Kumbhakarna, Kumbha and Nikumbha, with others to attack the apes. Angada kills most of the apes by himself, and then Kumbha knocks out Dvidvida and Mainda, and Sugriva comes, breaks Kumbha's bow, and kills him. Hanuman then kills Nikumbha. First he throws him in the water, then he bounces back, and Hanuman tells him to go home and rest, and then Hanuman separates his head from the body. And then another son of Akara, Makaraj, attacks Ram, and is killed. Then Indrajit starts fighting again from the sky with arrows. No one can see him hit him with an arrow. Lakshman wants to use the Brahmastra, but he's not allowed to do that. So many details here. then Indrajit makes a copy of Sita Devi, like an imitation copy of Sita Devi, brings her before Hanuman and attempts to kill her, kills her, makes believe he's killing her. Hanuman comes depressed and in anger kills many Rakshasas. Ram gets very depressed thinking that Sita Devi is killed. And then eventually they understand. Vibhishan comes back and understands and explains to them that it's just a trick. Then Vibhishan tells him what's happening. You should go and kill Indrajit. Indrajit is performing this sacrifice, so he becomes so powerful that no one can defeat him. So Vibhishan tells Hanuman where this sacrifice is. So they go to the place of the sacrifice, and Hanuman destroys the sacrifice by passing urine on the sacrifice. And so then there's the fight between Lakshman and Indrajit. Monkeys destroy Indrajit's chariot, and Indrajit goes back to the city for another chariot, and then the driver of the second chariot is killed. Lakshman fires Indra's weapon, saying, "If Brahma is the soul of righteousness, slay this demon." Indrajit's head is cut off, and the Rakshasas flee. And everybody becomes very happy. And Shushena restores all the dead monkeys and bears to life at that particular time. And Lakshman is also hurt, and he's also restored at that particular time. And all the Rakshasas now are completely upset, thinking that everything's over. They're actually making, even the Rakshasas are making fun of Ravana. You know, he's so stupid, he arranged this whole thing. So then Ravana goes out on a chariot with 8 horses, and Sugriva slays another demon named Virupaksha by slapping him on the forehead. Ravana tells Mahodara to kill El. Sugriva kills his horses and cuts off the head of Mahodara. The Rakshasas run away. Ravana starts attacking all with Brahma's missile. Ram twangs his bow and everyone falls just from the sound of the bow. Ram counters Ravana with the fire guard missile. Lakshman cuts the flag, head, and driver and severs the bow of Ravana. Vibhishan kills the horses of Ravana. Ravana hurls a javelin at Vibhishan, but Lakshman cuts it down. Ravana hurls a second javelin at Vibhishan, but Lakshman interferes and tries to cut it down, but Lakshman is hit by Ravana's javelin. And Ram is very worried and prays because the javelin hit Lakshman's heart. So the apes can't pull out the javelin. Ram breaks it and pulls it out in 2 pieces. Ram vows to kill Ravana in 1 hour. Then Shushena is called to cure Lakshman. Hanuman goes back a second time to get the Mrityu Sanjeevani. And then Lakshman is cured. And Hanuman carries the mountain back again. Lakshman gets completely cured. And then Ravana gets another chariot. And this chariot comes from Indra. It is Indra's chariot. And Matali, who is Indra's chariot driver, gives Ram the bow of Indra and impenetrable armor. So then Ravana, from the air, starts to fire the snake arrows at Ram. And Ram counters with the Garuda arrows. And all the birds, the Garuda birds, eat the arrows. Ravana cuts Ram's flag off. Then the Asuras say, "Jai, victory, Haribo! Victory to Dasagriva!" Ravana throws his spear, but Ram couldn't stop it with arrows. But then Ram stops that spear with a javelin and breaks it into 6 pieces. Ram pierces Ravana, and Ravana becomes very bewildered. Ravana's chariot driver takes Ravana away, and Ravana gets very angry at his driver. The driver explains that, "I took you away because to save your life." And Ravana said, "Okay, I forgive you." Ram gets very, very tired at this point because he's fighting the whole day. So he says, "I don't know how I can continue fighting with Ravana. Such a terrible fight." So Agastya Muni appears and teaches Ram this mantra called Aditya Hridaya, which means the heart of the sun mantra. And Ram chants this mantra, and he gets more strength. He twangs his bow. And Ram takes Indra's bow. And now inauspicious signs occur for Ravan. Inauspicious signs are like the blinking of the left eye. If you ever have that experience where your left eye starts twitching, if you're a man, that means something bad is going to happen. Just go back home. And if you're a woman, it's the right eye for inauspicious. You understand? So you just be very careful if your eye starts twitching, because you may die that day. So, or something bad may happen. So both armies are watching. Nobody's fighting now except for Ram and Ravan. So Ram cuts Dasagriva, that's Ravan's flag, and Ravan fires the arrows at Ram's horses, but the horses are not injured at all because they're Indra's horses. And then Robin fires another arrow at Matali, who is Indra's chariot driver, but he's not hurt. The horses keep brushing up against each other. They're in the air right now. So Ram gets very angry, and he cuts off 100 heads of Ravana. In other words, Ravana has 10 heads, so he cuts off one at a time, and they keep reappearing. And Ram says, what's happening here? Usually if I cut off someone's head, he dies. And so Matali informs Ram, as I said, Matali is the chariot driver of Indra, to use the Brahma missile and fire it at his heart, not at his head. So Ram fires it, hits Ravana's heart. Ravana dies. Haribo. The Rakshasas run, the apes run after them, and there's flowers and drums from the sky. But Vibhishan is very upset and he cries over Ravana's death. And Ram says to him, you have to do the last rites, the funeral ceremony. And the Rakshasis come out of the city, that means all the wives of the Rakshasas, and especially Ravan, and they start crying. Mandodari, the wife of Ravana, laments and chastises Ravan for being lusty. And she recognizes that Ram is Vishnu, and Ram tells Vibhishan again to do the funeral ceremony. And Vibhishan refuses. He says, Ravana is too sinful. I should not do a funeral ceremony for a sinful person. And Ram says that I am only interested in Ravana's welfare. Our animosity or our enmity has ended with Ravana's death. So then Ram sends Lakshman to crown Vibhishan as the king of the Rakshasas. Of course, Ram can't enter Lanka, the city of Lanka, because he's taken a vow not to enter any city for the whole period of his exile. And then he sends Hanuman for Sita. Let's see, how much more do we have? We're almost finished. Hanuman assures Sita everybody's happy. Hanuman offers to kill the Rakshasinis who were torturing Sita. She says, no, they were simply following orders. This is my karma. That's real compassion, isn't it? That she said, didn't have karma, obviously. She advised Hanuman, you should forgive everyone. No one is beyond doing something evil. That's very interesting. That anybody could succumb to evil by the wrong association. Everyone makes mistakes. So she's so forgiving to all these creatures who were attempting to kill her and torture her the whole time. She says, I want to see Ram. And so Ram gets very disturbed when he hears this message. Ram says, Sita must come, but first she must bathe and put on her jewels. She wants to see him immediately, but decides to follow his orders. Palanquin is arranged with Rakshasas carrying her. Ram appears, but then he's very miserable and crying. She gets out of her palanquin. Let's see. Ram says to her, this is very heavy. She comes and sees Ram, and Ram says, Madam, I did my duty, and we did not fight the war to get you, but to save my honor. Pretty heavy, isn't it? In other words, he's addressing his wife, Madam, my dear lady. I did my duty, but we did not fight the war to get you, but to save my honor. What an insult. It's very harsh. Sita's crying. He says to her, your sight is disagreeable. Therefore, you can go wherever you like. I have no use for you. You can marry someone else. Maybe Lakshman or Sugriva or Vibhishan. That's heavy, isn't it? And Sita's crying, how can you say this? You were acting like a common man. And Sita tells Lakshman, this is all Valmiki Ramayana, it may be different than the story you're accustomed to hearing. Sita tells Lakshman to build a funeral pyre. Ram agrees. She circumambulates Ram and says, may fire attest to my chastity. She walks into the fire. Everyone's scared. all the demigods appear, Shiva, Brahma, and they say, Ram, you should actually accept her back. And then the fire god brings her back, and actually that's the real Sita. Lord Shiva appears, he says, go back to Ayodhya, have a family, do a horse sacrifice. And then King Dasarath appears on a chariot and speaks and says, he does not like Kaikeyi. And Ram says, forgive Kaikeyi and Bharat. And Dasarath agrees. Dasarath then instructs Lakshman and instructs Sita not to be upset. Indra offers a boon to Ram. And Ram says, I want the monkeys and bears to be brought back to life, and they should have good food and health. And they all come back to life as if waking from a deep sleep. Nice, nice ending to the story. And all the gods say, go to Ayodhya, please your mothers and Bharat. Ram rests for the night, and he's offered an opulent bath by Vibhishan, but remembers Bharat's situation. And then he takes this Pushpaka Vimana and goes back to Ayodhya. So that's the end of the story. Covered a lot of ground. So I know we went rather quickly. It's hard to follow the whole story, but that's the story of Ram Vijaya in a nutshell. And it's all from the Valmiki Ramayana. I've studied the Valmiki Ramayana. These are all from my notes on the Valmiki Ramayana. If anyone wants copies of my notes, I could give them copies, because it's really a step-by-step description of everything that happens. As I was reading the Valmiki Ramayana, I was just taking notes of everything, all the different things that occurred. So, any questions or comments? Today we are commemorating the victory of Lord Ram. Of course, as we mentioned last night, that has several meanings. One is the victory of good over evil. Another meaning is the Lord is Paritranaya Sadanam Vinashaya Chadushkutam, annihilating the miscreants and establishing religious principles and protecting the devotees. And even a higher meaning is the Lord is enjoying all these exchanges. Just like we read in the Bhagavatam, how Ravan was vomiting blood from his 10 mouths. Remember that? And so that may appear very gruesome, but that's one of the indirect rasas, the rasa of ghastliness. You all know what ghastliness means? Something that's so disgusting and horrifying. Like if you were to see like blood running down the street, that would be ghastly. Sometimes you find descriptions in the Lord's pastimes of so much blood running down like rivers, and heads are actually floating on the river of blood. Pretty exciting, isn't it? It's better than a soccer game. So anyway, this is called ghastliness, one of the indirect rasas. And so the Lord enjoys that. And the Lord enjoys the humor of chivalry, which we see here in this pastime. And so these are all activities that are specifically meant for the Lord's enjoyment, because as far as Paritranaya Sadunam Vinashaya Chudishkritam, annihilating the miscreants and establishing religious principles, those things can be done by Krishna's devotees. Like Hanuman was perfectly capable of killing Ravan. In fact, when Hanuman was looking for Sita Devi, he entered Ravana's palace and Ravan was sleeping. And Hanuman was thinking, should I kill him? But then he remembered it was Ram's order simply to find Sita. So he was so obedient to Ram's order that he didn't kill Ravan. So in any case, the demons can be killed by Krishna's devotees very, very easily. Especially, of course, we're just completing the Navaratri, where Durga Devi killed so many demons. There was this buffalo demon. You've all heard about that before? No. That's celebrated traditionally in India during Navaratri. She kills this buffalo demon. It was actually the son of another buffalo. You know, buffaloes give birth to buffaloes. So anyway, so Krishna's energies and Krishna's devotees are capable of carrying out the function of Paritranaya Sadanam Vinashaya Chadushkritam. But Krishna comes down himself as Ram, as Nrsingadev, as Varaha, because he enjoys these sorts of interactions And of course, Ravan ultimately is Krishna's devotee. He's one of the two, Jai and Vijay, and also Kumbhakarna. And you'll find later on in Krishna's pastimes, they became Dantavakra and Shishupal. And they were both killed by Krishna. So, anyway, it is time to greet the deities. Any questions or comments? Yeah, doctor. Apart from glorifying Lord Ram, do you have a better way to do that? It's also the appearance day of Shripad Madhvacharya today. And he, of course, is the brother of Hanuman. You got Madhvacharya as the brother of Hanuman. Very nice. And Bhimsen, too, is the brother of Hanuman. So we glorify the heroic activities. Mama Virya Samvidaha. As described by Kapiladev, Satam prasangan mama virya samvado vavanti vritkarna rasayana kata tejoshana dasha apavarga vartmani shrida vatira bhakti anukramishati. The devotees rejoice hearing together about the Lord's heroic activities. So that's how we rejoice. And we understand the Lord is protecting us too. You know, that's another way we can understand Ram Vijay. And his pastimes, these are the two major works, the Mahabharata and the Ramayana, the two major itihasas, historical works in the Vedic library. Okay? Is it going to be late today greeting the deities or what? Anyone else have any questions about Ram Vijay, Vijay Dashami? You can make a big Ravan tonight if you like and fire arrows at him. We used to do that all the time. Did you ever do that? No? And let all the devotees. We did that in Lambasa one year, and the devotees weren't able to kill him. And I explained, they weren't able to kill him because he can only be killed by Ram, not by some ordinary jiva soul. So they kept firing the fiery arrows and he never caught fire. So finally we had to throw some petrol on him. So, no questions or comments about any of these pastimes? Yeah. Jai Ram, Shri Ram. Vibhishan went to what? Yeah. Well, in the Valmiki Ramayana, it says that Matali advised him. So there's some difference between the the Ramacharitamanasas and the Valmiki Ramayana. But anyway, it's the same story, basically. That hit him in the heart. I mean, there's some version of the story that I read that it's supposed to hit him in the belly button, because that's where he was keeping his life. But, I mean, the essence of the story is the same. So, and today... another thing. Yeah, I forgot. That's a good question, Rupanuga. We should understand Ravana is in everyone's heart in Kali Yuga. We all have a little Ravana in us. And, you know, that's lust, anger, greed, illusion. No, I mean, look at the qualities of Ravana. Kama, Krodha, Mada, Matsarya, Bari, Abhaya. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, fear. These things can be woken up. Just like we have Kumbhakarna, it can be woken up very easily. It's like if someone says something to us, we get angry. That's Ravana and Kumbhakarna combined. So we have to be able to control these things. Control our anger, control our lust, control our greed, control our envy. Control our fault finding. And we do this by using the intelligence. And the intelligence should be directed by Ram. The mind is directed by Ravana, and the intelligence is directed by Ram. So we have to conquer the mind with the intelligence, knowing the right thing to do. Because anybody can experience the pushing of these different elements, Vacho Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udra Pashta Vegam. But it takes a very dedicated devotee, someone who's very intelligent, to tolerate these things and not give in to them. So we all have this battle of the Ramayana and the Mahabharata going on in our own hearts right now. Every day it's going on. So, just like Krishna says in the Gita, conquer this insatiable enemy known by lust as lust. So we should, that is our fight, that is our jihad. You understand? If you speak to the Muslims, you know, that's our jihad, that's our holy war. The Christians, they have their holy war. The Muslims have their jihad. And we have our battles too. And that's an internal battle. As they say, I've seen the enemy and the enemy is us. So if you want to see who your greatest enemy is, go to a mirror. And stick your tongue out. That's your greatest enemy. Tongue, belly, genitals, mind, anger, and words. Those are your greatest enemies. And those are Ravana for you. Okay? So I guess we should end. And I don't know, are the deities supposed to be greeted later today or something for some reason? No? Oh, Rama is fighting Ravana right now. You have to wait till he gets back on the altar. It's like the Banka Bihari temple. You know, the Banka Bihari temple, they have this whole idea that Krishna and Radha leave the altar. So they don't open the curtains very often. Just like a very short darshan, a flash darshan, because they're afraid Krishna's going to leave. So Rama's not on the altar right now, so... That's why they're hesitating. They're looking for him. Okay, I guess we should end. All glorious through the divine grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sita Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman ki jai. Ram vijay, vijay dashami ki jai.